Livewire with Jeff Dorset. Now, Liverpool has been a mecca for artists in the 50s. Billy Fury, the 60s with the Beatles, and 70s and 80s it spawned loads of people like Big in Japan, China Crisis, Henry Priestman, the Yachts. But I want to know how many bands have had a haircut which typified the group. The Seagull Cup was top of Mike Score's head, and he in turn was the leader of the flock of seagulls. Very good evening, Mike Score, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, never known a band named after a haircut.
Well, innovators, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you what, wonderful. Well, great to have you on. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I just wanted to ask. IRAM was huge, wasn't it, in America? Maybe bigger in America than in the UK. I mean, it was a big record, but it was huge in America. They used the as a back-in bed, but it was all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah, America, Australia, South America. I mean, that's where we were touring, and I think that's, you know, because we were touring, it got bigger in the places. And really, you know, we were in America pushing it, and I think if we'd have come to England and Europe more, it probably would have been as big there too. But at that time, we were just, you know, inundated with shows to do, and America ruled at the time, so we stayed here.
Super. Well, I know you're in Cocoa Beach, which is a lovely part of the world to be in, beautiful downtown Florida. We've got Americans on the line, one way and a no for you there. Now, I'll tell you something I wanted to ask you. I seem to remember somewhere, you talked about your US success. I see somewhere Bill Nelson of Bebop Deluxe had a hand in what you were doing.
Yeah, when we first started out, you know, Bill was a friend with our manager, and he had a song called Sister Seagull, so he liked the name of the band. So you know, my manager put us together with Bill, and we got along, and Bill produced basically our first independent singles and put them on Cocteau, his record label. And you know, for us that was a huge step forward at the time, because from that we got our major deal with Jive and then came to America. So you know, Bill was one of our first introductions, first real guys in the music business that you know, worked with us and took us seriously, and he was brilliant.
Now, did I read somewhere that you're also a restaurateur? So does that mean we're going to see you at the Great Bake Off, or come dine with me, or what will you be doing if you're a restaurateur? I mean, what have you got, your own restaurant out there?
I used to have. I don't have it anymore. It was too much work. Doing music is
your love.
Yeah, and, you know, actually working for a living, getting down and doing 18 hours in a restaurant, I tried it. It didn't work for me, and I just said, you know, after a year, I need to go back to do music because I feel happy doing that.
Yeah, I bet. Of course, MTV was huge for you, wasn't it? I mean, it was breaking in the 80s, and it seemed that Flock of Seagulls, with things like Wishing I'd a Photograph of You and Iran, which we played just now, were always on MTV.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just sometimes the ducks line up, as they say, you know.
Yeah.
And just as we were getting noticed, MTV came out, and they were looking for videos for brand new bands and stuff like that. And our record company gave us the money, made the video, and it put us in everybody's living room in America, you know. And it was like, you couldn't get that kind of publicity if you paid for it. So it was... Again, it was another thing like Bill Nelson helping us, and then MTV coming along, and Jive being a brand new record company and being aggressive. For us, it was all like, you know, all steps up the ladder.
Yeah. I'll tell you something is a great sign as well, Mike, is a sign of me getting old here, because in 1982, I was sent a promotional copy of Wishing I'd a Photograph of You. And it was sent to me by a couple of brothers from a company called Rush Release. Now, isn't it weird that your latest single has been sent to me as a promo by their daughter, Joe? Joe Tishner sent me a copy of All I Want to Do, and my goodness, her dad was the one that sent the original out to me, Wishing I'd a Photograph. I mean, absolutely incredible. And they're doing a great job on this for you, Mike.
They've got great taste, obviously.
I'm sure. Tell us about the new single and what we can expect from Mike's score going forward.
Well, the new single is actually a song I wrote, you know, 9 or 10 years ago. And I just was working with a friend of mine, and he was doing an album full of people's demos, you know?
Yeah.
So I gave it to him and kind of forgot about it. And then one day I kind of picked his album up. This is like a year and a half ago. And I went, wow, that song sounds really good. So I said to Joe, my guitar player, who's a producer, I said, let's rework this and make it as good as we can.
Sure.
And I think it came out brilliant, and that's when I said, you know what, I'm going to do this as a solo thing. And then one day, like a week later, I went, you know what, I'm going to do a whole solo album. So I finished my solo album. This has become the first release from it. And, you know, I'm hoping for pretty good stuff, pretty good movement on it, because I think it's cool.
Yeah, well, it's come out on Right Track Records, which is distributed via Universal. And we wish you well with all this. I mean, give us your website, Mike, so that your fans can listen in and make sure that if you're doing some gigs over in the UK, somewhere close by, that they can at least come and see you and also get hold of the single, Mike.
Yeah, the best place to go is to just to Mike Score on Facebook.
Okay.
And that will take them everywhere they need to go.
Super. Well, let's give a listen to it, Mike. I'm really grateful for your time, and I wish you great success. And you've got great people behind you with Rush Release. And Joe Tishner, we love you. So thanks very much for sending it out there. And Mike, have yourselves a great time. And hold on the line a second. All I Want to Do, brand new, Mike Score. Listen to this. This is good.
LiveWire is a Steve Osborne production. For more information, visit www.steveosborne.info.